It's 8:55 and currently 29 degrees here at our WILL studios. It was kind of a light trading volume overnight. Let's see what's happening since the 8:30 market reopened as we check in with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, I'd say mixed prices this morning as headline news lacks fortitude and the longer-term influences are taking their time unfolding. One of the statements that I've got or the things I say is in times like this when you're not quite sure what you should do, do what you know to do. And that probably means getting some catch-up sales made and kind of take advantage of the better prices. Thinking about prices, we've got March corn currently up 1.25 at 370.5. May corn at 375.75, up 1.25. We've also got new crop December at 392.25, up 3/4. Not a bad price to look at. I think 2 weeks ago we would have looked at that and said, I'll take that sight unseen. March beans, 880.5, up 4. I've got March meal at 271, up 1.5, and I got March oil at 30.88, up 14 ticks. Looking at the wheat market, March Chicago wheat, 482.75, down 2. July wheat, 493, down 2.5. Kansas City wheat, down 2 as well, at 474.75, and May wheat at 485. Minneapolis wheat, down 1.25 at 502.25 basis, the March. The hog market's got a little bit of an uptick today, up about 50 to 60 cents. And the cattle market also showing nice gains, up $0.5 to 85 cents. All things considered, the stock market seems to be recovering a little bit. In our view, this is similar to a critical point in time for the commodities. Corn, beans, and wheat have recovered from their recent lows, but have not found reasons to advance significantly. Funds remain significant short position holders, especially in the wheat and corn. Assessing upside potential remains difficult as our markets continue to trade in a tight trading range. Volume numbers have been okay, but open interest changes have not been definitive. We're in catch-up mode as far as sales are concerned, waiting for the market to telegraph its next move. Our daily visit to the volume and open interest numbers this morning shows corn open interest yesterday down 158 contracts. Volume was over 270,000 contracts. In our view, the market doesn't appear to be in a hurry to go anywhere quick. Argentinian weather appears to be getting a little bit warmer and drier, which could be supportive, but forecast confidence levels for the longer term remain somewhat feeble. Russia has backed away from increasing export tariffs and has also talked about reducing them, so subsequently the corn availability remains adequate and wheat prices are turning defensive. Keep in mind that this afternoon the Fed FOMC meeting will finish, and they will make their announcement as far as policy changes are expected. The conclusions, while an interest rate hike is not expected, the verbiage of their meeting will be scrutinized in the wake of the recent equity market turmoil. Other than that, I don't have much else. So thanks much, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You bet.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, here on this Wednesday. And again, looks like everything's slightly higher here in the early going since that 8:30 reopened, with the exception of wheat still trading down between 2 and 2.5 cents. In weather today, partly sunny skies expected. Still waiting to see some blue skies out there on Friends Plaza. The high 35 degrees, southwest winds 5 to 15. Mostly cloudy skies expected tonight. The low 28 with southwest winds 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy skies for tomorrow. A few degrees warmer, up to 40 degrees for the high. West winds 10 to 15. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies and a low of 25 degrees. We should see a bit more sunshine for Friday with mostly sunny skies and a high of 40 degrees. Wind will shift around to the south by Friday afternoon. Next chance of rain around these parts is expected on Sunday. Our high temperatures over the weekend up above the 50-degree mark. Currently 29 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.